would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is playfulness, and today's topic is leading an energized life. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I also teach online classes, and I'm excited to share a new one I have coming up this Thursday. And it is a beautiful, beautiful group hypnosis experience. And that one is called Help for Anxiety and Depression. So if you are having a difficult time right now, maybe kind of stuck or trapped in worrying and being fearful about the future or regretting decisions or directions you've taken in your past, this is an excellent class for you. And we are offering a 25% discount for the first three people who sign up. And you can sign up over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And Susan and I are teaching Lightworkers Mentorship Level 2, and it's almost sold out. So if you're interested in that program, it's a four-month program. We meet once a month for an hour and a half, and it starts November 30th. And again, you can go to my website to sign up for that, juliegeigel.com, and it is an exciting class. And we only offer that every 4 months. We're offering that right now. And level two, no prerequisite to join us. Okay, so don't forget, you can find me on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we'd love to have you join us in the break room, Angel Talk Tuesday break room. We have a short live video posted of me and Susan talking together. So kind of excited to share that platform with you. And we do have a new platform for our Angel Talk Tuesday radio show coming up in a couple weeks. And we will talk more about that in the next segment. So some very exciting stuff coming in. But Metatron's ready. So he's like, stop talking. I'm going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells. And we're going to clear out this energy and create a beautiful sacred space for trance channeling here today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are excited to join you here this beautiful day, walking this journey of awakening with you. Side by side. We are closer than you think. We are only a breath away. So we invite you now to take a nice deep breath with us. opening up this beautiful portal, allowing us to move closer, connecting deeply, tuning into the frequency of your soul, your spirit, as they have two completely different functions within your human body. Your soul holds all of the memories of all of the lifetimes you have ever experienced here on this earth plane. Your soul holds the blueprints of this lifetime you are currently experiencing, and all lifetimes to come. Your soul is eternal, ever evolving, ever expanding. Your spirit, on the other hand, is the divinity within you, your connection to God, to all that is, to the divine source energy. Your connection to other universes, other dimensions, other planets. Your human self, your soul, and your spirit are all one, as you are one with all that is. You are a multidimensional being, and if you are feeling bored within the framework of your human self, we encourage you to open the doorway to the infinite dimensions and parallel universes that you now have instant access to. If you are feeling lackluster within this dimension, you need only choose again. Yes, this may be a difficult concept for many of you to grasp. But it is possible. It is available to you now. And as we have often said in the past, there is no difference between imagining something within your mind and actually experiencing that. Your science has actually proven this to be so. So it's okay if in the beginning you feel like you are making it up. For this is part of the transition of moving between your human being and your spirit, your higher self. So, do you desire to experience a different dimension to grasp and harness the power of that dimension and bring it here into this life, into this experience? Open your heart, take a deep breath, and journey with us now into alternate universes. And now we would like you to imagine a universe, a dimension, where you are successful, where you have that perfect marriage or that perfect career or that perfect child. See yourself going about your day, interacting with these people, living the success that you desire. Feel your heart overflowing with abundance and prosperity. Feel your heart opening and receiving unimaginable love, joy, and peace, surrounding yourself with the beauty of life that you desire. Releasing, letting go any fear, any pain, any worry. Take a nice deep breath and align with this beautiful dimension, bringing it back into this earth plane. It is yours to have and to hold now. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Stay tuned.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Julie Geigel here on Angel Talk Tuesday, and you just heard Archangel Metatron channel, and we've got our beautiful Susan Schuler here this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. That was amazing. Oh my goodness.
I know. I was like, hard to come out of that one. I really wanted to just stay there and hang out.
Yeah, I can imagine. It did. It felt like it was a really deep one. It's like you jumped right into that one. I love when you do that.
Yeah. It was like, oh, okay. We're just going to go full bore here this morning. very, very exciting. I did want to mention we've got a caller that we will be taking at the end of our discussion here in about 10 minutes. So just hang in there, Kim. All right, Susan, we're just going to talk about a few of the things that Metatron shared with us. I'll turn it over to you, Susan.
You know, it's interesting that he got into the difference between the soul and the spirit, because I think this is something that's extremely important. And I don't know why, but I never really thought about the difference of these. It's like something that you feel, but you don't really ever put into words, or at least I didn't, until I was at the college, Arthur Finley College, a couple years back, and they did like a breakout session, and we had to really think about this and talk about this. And it made me realize, I mean, here I was a professional psychic medium at that point in my life, and I'd never really said or compartmentalized what Metatron just said to us. So for him to want to share that with us, I find that a very, very important message. And I love how he got into the very specific functions of the soul, because many times, at least when I do readings with people, it's like you get messages from their soul, and then you'll get, oh, this is your human condition. And it's sometimes, at least I see this a lot, I don't know if you do, Julie, there's a real conflict of interest between what the human condition is going through and the human body wants and what the soul wants. So to me, it just sort of helps if you understand like what the soul is. And I love how he said it's the blueprints of this lifetime. And it holds all the memories of all lifetimes. And I think that's like when we say, remember who you are, it's sort of like stepping back into your soul so you can start to remember who you are. And I mean, we do have that lovely amnesia that we come into this world with, where we've certainly forgotten a lot. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible for us to learn so many new rules and things along the way. But it's interesting how the more you delve into the spirit, that more of the soul starts to be remembered. And when I think of spirit, I always just think of God. And Julie, I think you were recently mentioning, and I can't remember where, about how when the New Age movement kind of hit, so many people stopped talking about the word God. And so it was almost, I remember going, the first time I went to the college and they were talking about God, it was almost, I could sense like the other Americans kind of like, we don't talk about that. We talk about, you know, the great I am or the divine mother, father, God, or, you know, something like that, but you don't actually say God.
But I know, it makes me sad.
Yeah, but I think it's so important that we actually do label it as God, and however it makes you feel comfy. You know, you have a Catholic background. All right. Do you have a Catholic background, Julie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And I have a Catholic background. So for me,
and
it's
I love my Catholicism, but I do need to denote that I am not a religious Catholic. I mean, my husband says I've got my own religion going on, my own Catholicism going on. Because for me, being Catholic just means I believe in God and I have a very close connection with God. And the angels, and everything I do is supported by them. So when we get into the rudimentary teachings of Catholicism, because my daughter's like, Mom, you're not Catholic. And I'm like, I am Catholic! but that whole soul thing. I mean, I had some questions for him. It's like, all right, okay, so do we have... Well, because like the soul, I was kind of feeling like it's like each of us have our very own Akashic records within us. Mm-hmm. So, because Metatron has actually been said to be the holder of the Akashic records, he's the scribe. So he takes care of all of it. So I kind of was feeling like the soul is our instant access to that Akashic records. And if you're familiar with the Akashic records, that's like golden. Mm-hmm. That's like the golden goblet that everybody wants to have. It holds all the answers. But I really found a lot of peace when he was talking about that spirit. And I think that it was important to clarify, because a lot of people, I mean, I use them interchangeably, but I know that they're completely different energies, but a lot of people do use them interchangeably without that intention that they are the same word, but they're not synonyms. But ultimately they are. I mean, Metatron pointed that out at the end of that little blip, that even though he was explaining the difference of the three, the human, the soul, and the spirit, that ultimately it is all one, and we're all one.
And that's really interesting, too, because, Julie, because of the way we grew up, there was the Trinity. So it's interesting that I kind of look at this and I think how we create, like, this Trinity. Or no, but it's actually, I mean, this is the Trinity, and if you look at it, they're kind of the same as the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's kind of that. But, you know, the other thing that he got into was talking
Before you jump, Susan, I just wanted to ask you. So your teachings at Arthur Findlay College were in alignment with what Metatron said, or out of alignment?
Unequivocally in alignment.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's kind
of
cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with Arthur Findlay College, it's a renowned institute in England where many, many famous people have been trained as psychic mediums. And Susan goes there regularly, like twice, two or three times a year. I'm so jealous. And you're off to another visit here in a couple weeks?
No, I'm going to India in November.
November. Okay.
Yeah, and then I don't get back to the college until June for a couple weeks.
Oh, June. Okay, well, that's so beautiful. Okay, let me check my time here. I want to make sure we have plenty of time for our caller. We've got about 2 more minutes, and then we'll take our caller. So, go ahead, Susan.
Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to talk about was how he was talking about being in the multidimensional, excuse me, I'm not explaining this right, how we have the ability at any time, if we do not like where we're at, to change dimensions. And to me, it was like when I heard him say that, I was like, well, that's brilliant, but how do you do that? And I mean, we do it through meditation, yeah, but you can. I mean, you do create your own reality. We cognitively know that. But then when you look at it the way that he was talking about, that there's no difference between imagination and experience. So if you're imagining it, you're there. And to me, that was very important for us to understand. And he talked about grasping and harnessing other dimensions to bring them into this life. And then I love the fact that he talked about needing to open up your heart in order to do so. Because clearly you can't do any of this unless your heart is open and you are connected.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so beautiful because, you know, the infinite dimensions, I mean, there are dimensions where things aren't working out for us, but there are dimensions where things are working out for us. And I was being shown with the readings that we do for people, because sometimes you'll have people, you know, call back and, well, you were right about this, but this was off. And I was actually being shown that it's not that you're off, it's just that they slipped into a different dimension, that the whole thing would have been right on the money had they stayed in alignment and accessed the dimension that you were seeing, that you were foreseeing, that they had the ability to bring in and experience. So that was really cool. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our caller here. And we are only doing one free psychic reading this morning. So that psychic reading goes to Kim from Florida. Welcome, Kim. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, how you doing?
Awesome, awesome. And we'd love to hear your question here before we go to break.
Awesome. Thank you for taking my call. I was curious on... have I met my soulmate? If I have not, when will I be meeting him?
All right. That's a beautiful question, and probably the number one question that we get as psychics here. And I just pulled a quick card for you, Kim, and the card that comes up is stay optimistic about your love life. So I'm absolutely seeing that your energy will determine what the time frame is. So as you stay positive and focus, if you heard what Metatron said about accessing those other dimensions, you're pulling that in and making that a reality here for you in this time and space. Thoughts, Susan?
It's interesting, too, because, Kim, honestly, the way that I see you're kind of put together this life is it's not just one soulmate possibility. I feel like there's a few different possibilities, and I'm really drawn to three as I say that. You may not want to hear this, but I feel like this person, this next very, very important person, comes forward in about 18 months to 2 years. And like I said, I know that sounds long, long away, but it just feels like it's worth the wait. So I feel like it's time for you. I feel like you've been working on yourself, and that's awesome, but I feel like you actually enjoy your independence. So I'm saying further enjoy your independence, but it just feels like once you put it out there, like what Julie was saying, it will move forward in the way that you want it to. And you've already been doing that. So just it's pretty much keep doing what you've been doing.
Okay.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
Who's the other two or three?
No, what I'm saying is it's
going to come in.
Well, it's like, remember how Julie was saying before about how we have free will and all the different choices? You have different choices. So there's not just one person who's going to be stepping forward. When this next person that I see steps forward, you have the opportunity to decide, am I going to choose this person or not choose this person and let somebody else come forward? Do you understand what I mean? So you have options.
Right.
It's not like it's just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks
so much. Thanks so much for joining us here today, Kim. We have got to go to station break. Coming up in our
Thank
next
you.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler, and she'll be channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. Stay tuned. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OMTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day. Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday here on OM Times Radio. This is Susan Schuler. I hope you enjoyed our discussion about Metatron's recent amazing channel. I love the power and energy that comes when he speaks. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, a master teacher from the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information while doing my psychic and past life readings. I'm a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, although I also travel to New York State quite often to work. I do readings for people all over the world, on the phone, and with Skype, as well as my in-person readings. I also love doing live events and do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations alone, as well as with other gifted mediums. My next upcoming mediumship demonstration will be with the outgoing and entertaining Chris Drew. He's a British tutor from the world-renowned Arthur Findlay College in England. The beautiful Orange County medium, Lori Walker, will also be part of this Power of Three demonstration. Tickets are $35 for this October 21st event and may be purchased at 3power.eventbrite.com. That's the number 3power.eventbrite.com. James Van Prague will also be joining Chris for another demonstration in San Diego on October 24th, so I feel very blessed to work with Chris once again during his very busy U.S. schedule. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes, host small group readings, and development circles. And as Julie mentioned in her earlier segment, she and I are very excited to be hosting our next online Lightworker Mentorship Program Level 2 starting November 30th. This is an ongoing 4-month training, and we will meet once a month and focus on psychic and mediumship development, as well as forming a greater connection to your guides and your angels, something that everybody could very much need and use. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. And you can also book readings directly online there at the schedule page when you look. And don't forget, we are changing our platform and we will soon be hosting our show via video with Zoom. So not only will you hear us, but you will soon be able to see us as well. It makes me a little bit nervous, but I'm sure it'll be fun. So let me sort of take a nice big deep breath here and invite Jacob to step forward.
Good morning, dear beautiful souls. As always, we are overjoyed to be joining you this morning for another new day. We are pleased you have placed your learning and spiritual growth in the forefront today, especially with your never-ending busy lives. We smile as we say these last words because, for some of you, frantic would suit better than busy. And this is part of what we wish to discuss today. So, as with all good things in your world, let's begin with the breath as we help to ground and align you for this fresh day ahead. Breathe in deeply. Now release that stale air through your mouth, every last ounce of it. Breathe in once again, this time opening your mouth to do so, allowing that breath to refurbish every beautiful, pure cell in your human bodies. Release this air once again, having every negative experience or thought that may have been lodged within those cells travel out with the breath. You hold these negative thoughts and feelings for so long without finding ways to release them that eventually they begin to feel like they belong as part of your molecular structure, when in reality, we tell you this simply isn't so. One last time, placing your hand over your heart as you do this, take a deep, beautiful, life-sustaining breath. Hold your breath now and focus on the energy pulsating from your heart. Now gently release that air again, saying goodbye to those lower vibrational thoughts, feelings, and judgments that serve you not. Keep your hand on your heart. Focus all of your energy here, for this is your love center. So it is paramount that you allow these emotions to bubble to the forefront once you have recalibrated yourselves with fully releasing those angers, frustrations, and judgments. Breathe in one last time, hold, and finally release. We know you feel the power that this easy activity did for you, and we ask you to take enough time each day at some point to give this gift to yourself, for this is where it all begins. Holding on to every last worry, pain, and frustration will only serve as poison in your system, and it will not allow you to be here in the present to do the work at hand, which you have come here at this time to do. Simple. Yes. Easy, no. We remind you of the wonder of children, remembering the way they view life with excitement and exuberance. They run everywhere because they never know what to expect because their frame of reference is so very limited. Expectations are another form of judgment, and with these expectations come heavier energies. Think back to that first Christmas or birthday when you got older, the one that seemed to alter the magic of that day somehow, the one where you stepped into the adult realm and no longer believed that anything was possible on that magical day. times like this is where it begins. And even those people in your life told you to grow up and learn that life wasn't really a place of magic and wonder, but one of cold, hard truths. We remind you now that each one of you creates your own reality. Which reality sounds more inviting? The one of adult hard truths or childhood magic? You have within you at any given day during each day of the year the opportunity to decide. Yes, we said decide on how you wish to view your world. The more you are able to view the world from a place of adventure and new experiences, the more you will attract these things and people who will help you facilitate these experiences. So first we say release the old, and then begin with it to release your judgments. Nothing is good or bad. It simply is. Because so much of your world is no longer new to you, we see how little you actually notice or see. You think you already know what things are, so you stop seeing them anymore. This is especially true concerning the people that you love. And very often you notice this not until they are gone or have been taken from you. Today, on this new day of opportunities and chances, we ask you to take a deep look into the eyes of every person with whom you speak. Notice their mannerisms, quirks, and unusual ways. See the world around you as if experiencing it for the first time. Listen intently when others speak, for those things which are said as well as left unsaid. Worry not about protecting yourself like you normally would, but feel your way through the day, focusing in on the moment and what your emotions are telling you as you redirect your focus, noticing all the little things you have learned to take for granted. For when you begin to live your life this way, you will notice every cell in your body will be rejuvenated, alive, charismatic, excited to place your feet on the floor in the morning. Stop allowing the world to weigh you down. Take back your power and childlike enthusiasm one simple breath at a time. Start each day this way, and not only will you feel lighter, but the people around you will as well, thereby causing a chain reaction. You are here to light up the world, but how can this be done when you feel exhausted and bored? It's an easy breath away. The breath will also allow you to slow your minds down, if only for an instant, and recenter you. Take advantage of feeling your emotions by simply placing your hand on your heart and feeling your way into these changes. This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for the last segment of our show when we will be discussing this channel. Thank you very much.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliekeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler with Angel Talk Tuesday. Hosted every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central Standard, 7 Pacific time if you're on Susan's time out in California. And we are excited and thrilled to be exploring a new platform with our radio show. We will be hosting our radio show on Zoom, so you will actually be able to see us live and interact with us live if you desire. And we will have call-in numbers where you can listen, dial in and listen to the show, as well as talk to us directly. So we are going to miss Om Times. We've been here with Om Times for 2 years. We've done 104 shows, which it just blows my mind. And they're all on iTunes podcast, and those will stay up, and we'll continue to add our new shows to the podcasts over there on iTunes. So for those of you, I know I just had one person contact me, and I said, how'd you hear about us? And she said, oh, I love Angel Talk Tuesday. And I was like, wow, that's so exciting. And she said, but I listened to it on the podcast. So the podcasts are very popular, and we'll continue doing that. But yes, so make sure that you stay connected with us. Be sure to join us over in the break room, Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook. Also, we just have a fan page, Angel Talk Tuesday. We'll be posting links and numbers that you can stay connected to us with our radio show here. So we are not changing anything except our format, our platform. All right, and wow, loved the messages that Susan channeled here this morning with Jacob. How are you feeling, Susan? That was awesome.
I'm good, very good.
Yeah, Jacob really, really jumped in there. And for me, he's kind of like a parent, almost like a teacher, kind of that teacher energy of, all right, now, people, you know what you're supposed to be doing. We need to breathe. Everybody take a breath, put your hand on your heart, and listen. And I love to, Jacob kind of slows down. He's like, all right, we're not in a hurry. We've got plenty of time here. So holding on to fear and frustration is poison to your body. And I really thought that was important to reiterate, because I know that there's a lot going on right now on our planet. There's a lot going on here in the United States, a lot of natural disasters, a lot of political issues that are going on. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been experiencing a lot of anxiety. And I know that a large part of this anxiety is collective consciousness. And so whenever your body kind of throws you off balance or off center, there's lots of different things that can be going on. But the most important thing to remember, as Jacob shared with us, is to place your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, pause throughout the day. Don't wait until 3 or 4 hours have gone by and then that, you know, panic, that anxiety is just kept rising like a bubbling pot. Take time throughout the day to pause and breathe and send love and light to the planet, because when you're feeling off course, it is the planet, it is the universe wanting to tap into your energy to heal, to be the light. And so it will either pull you into the hole, the rabbit hole, or if you take a deep breath and stand in your power, you can be the light that changes the energy. Thoughts on that, Susan?
You know, it's interesting that he brought up putting the hand on the heart, because I had an experience probably 10 years ago where my best friend and I were having a discussion, and what she did was she took her palm and she sort of pushed it and hit my chest, like trying to make a point about something about my heart. And just that act alone of like having that pressure put on my chest, as I'm even doing it now, it made me burst into tears. And we were just like we were just discussing about personal things that were going on. And that was like the moment. She just looked at me and I was like, what just happened? It was very enlightening. But that was probably the moment that I realized just simply putting your hand over your heart is such an amazing experience if you allow yourself to feel your way into it. And it's just a matter of, I mean, like what you were talking about with anxiety. I mean, we go through and it's like one thing gets heaped on to the other thing until the next, until you're like really spiraling out of control. And to just that simple act of doing that, it really brings you back to, I don't know, being rebooted.
Yeah.
And just allowing you to kind of like, oh, this is what I'm feeling. I get it.
And I love how you say feel your way back, because that's actually what Jacob said. Feel your way through your day and notice the little things you take for granted. And it really, you know, to define that, what does that mean to feel your way through the day? It really is exactly what we're talking about right here, is to, you know, when you're feeling anxious, pause, put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, you know, is that coming from inside myself or is that coming from outside of myself? And as you become aware, awareness is the first step. Awareness is key, because without awareness, you can't change anything. And the spiritual teachers, I mean, I've studied a lot of different spiritual teachers and they all say the same thing. Once you bring light to anything, whatever issue it is, whatever feeling it is, once you shine the light on that, it will begin to dissolve and it will begin to evaporate. So a lot of times people are like, oh, now what do I do? Now what do I do? Well, stay with it. Stay with it. Allow that baby to cry. You can't stop a baby from crying. You can just hold the baby until it's done crying. But eventually that baby's going to stop crying. It's not going to cry forever. And that is what this technique really does. You're being with yourself. You're being with your feelings. You're being with your emotions, and you're allowing them to flow through you. So feel your way through your day and notice. Notice all those little things. And I know when you had said that before, because you talked about this in the Lightworkers Mentorship Program, and when I did my meditation, I was like, heard your voice in my head. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to really be present. And it was like I was looking at the leaves on the trees and noticing how beautiful they were and noticing their energy and who they were. And that my whole meditation just began to become this beautiful oneness with the energy of the day, with the nature I was being surrounded with. And it was a completely different experience than just sitting. I mean, you know, there's a million different ways to meditate, but that really was a beautiful technique, Susan. Thank you. Jacob and Susan.
Yeah, Jacob. I'm just the messenger.
Well, and he also connected it to being a child. I mean, several times he talked about living like children, allowing that play and being free of expectations. And when you're able to feel your way through your day, it allows you to bring back that childlike enthusiasm and affect all of those people around you. That ripple effect.
And it's interesting, Julie, I get the impression you were a very sensitive child. And I know I was an exceptionally sensitive little kid. It was like you never needed to hit me. You could have just looked at me mean and I'd have been like, oh, sorry, never do it again. But because of that, and I think because we have so many parallels with the way that we were reared, I mean, it was the common thing to hear in my family, you know, stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
So you
really do learn, you know, I've got to put this mask on. I've got to be tough. I mean, when I'm with my family, we are some very tough people. You know, and I think to myself, oh, my goodness, so that's just one family. So you realize we really do shut our emotions down.
Absolutely. And it's time to waken those back up. All right, everyone. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Remember, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on OhmTimesRadio.com and in iTunes. Don't forget to join us in the break room over on Facebook, Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler, helping you connect with your own angelic team.